Chapter 10. Bah, we have a couple of 96-pounders, quite sufficient to blow the gates open, and then, hey for a charge, said Lol Mahmud, a general of cavalry, who was a rival of Babaji's, and contradicted, therefore, every word I said. And the name of Juggernaut, why wait for the heavy artillery? Have we not swords? Have we not hearts? Mashallah! Let Craven stay with Babaji, all true men will follow Lol Mahmud. Allahumdillah, Bismillah, Barakallah. 7, and drawing his scimitar, he waved it over his head, and shouted out his cry of battle. It was repeated by many of the other Amras. The sound of their cheers was carried into the camp, and caught up by the men. The camels began to cry, the horses to prance and neigh, the 800 elephants set up a scream, the trumpeters and drummers clanged away at their instruments. I never heard such a din before or after. How I trembled for my little garrison when I heard the enthusiastic cries of this innumerable host. There was but one way for it. Said I, addressing Holker, go out tonight, and you go to certain death. Lol Mahmud has not seen the fort as I have. Pass the gate if you please, and for what? To fall before the fire of 100 pieces of artillery, to storm another gate, and then to be blown up, with Gahagan's garrison in the citadel. Who talks of courage? Were I not in your august presence, O Star of the Faithful, I would crop Lol Mahmud's nose from his face, and wear his ears as an ornament in my own pugree. Who is there here that knows not the difference between yonder yellow-skinned coward and Gahagan Khan Gudge, I mean Babaji Bahadur? I am ready to fight 1, 2, 3, or 20 of them, at broadsword, small sword, single stick, with fists if you please. By the holy piper, fighting is like mate and drink to Georgia to Babaji, I mean whoop. Come on, you divil, and I'll bait the skin off your ugly bones. This speech had very nearly proved fatal to me, for, when I am agitated, I involuntarily adopt some of the phraseology peculiar to my own country, which is so un-Eastern, that, had there been any suspicion as to my real character, detection must indubitably have ensued. As it was, Holker perceived nothing, but instantaneously stopped the dispute. Lol Mahmud, however, evidently suspected something. For, as Holker, with a voice of thunder, shouted out, Tamasha, silence, Lol sprang forward, and gasped out, my lord, this is not Bob, but he could say no more. Act the slave, screamed out Holker, stamping with fury, and a turban was instantly twisted round the poor devil's jaws. Oh, furoshes, carry out Lol Mahmud Khan, give him 100 dozen on the soles of his feet, set him upon the white donkey, and carry him round the camp, with an inscription before him. This is the way that Holker rewards the talkative. Apostrophe, I breathed again, and ever as I heard each whack of the bamboo falling on Lol Mahmud's feet, I felt peace returning to my mind, and thanked my stars that I was delivered of this danger. Vizier, said Holker, who enjoyed Lol's roars amazingly, I owe you a reparation for your nose. Kiss the hand of your prince, O Sadat Ali Beg Bimbakchi, be from this day forth Zohair you Dowlat. The good old man's eyes filled with tears. Can bear thy severity, O prince, said he, I cannot bear thy love. Was it not an honor that your highness did me just now, when you condescended to pass over the bridge of your slave's nose? The phrase was by all voices pronounced to be very poetical. The vizier retired, crowned with his new honors, to bed. Holker was in high good humor. Babaji, said he, thou too, must pardon me. Apropos, I have news for thee. Your wife, the incomparable Putti Rouge White and Red Rose, has arrived in camp. My wife, my lord, said I, aghast. Our daughter, the light of thine eyes. Go, my son, I see thou art wild with joy. The princess's tents are set up close by mine, and I know thou longest to join her. My wife? Here was a complication truly. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.